And how about these things that you make ketchup out of?
Tomatoes. I don't say tomatoes. Many people do. Tomatoes. I think that may be more Western. Eastern say tomatoes. I
sure.
Know.
How about these small onions? They, not the big round ones, but the long, the ones that they might only
the. You mean the green onions? Yeah. Well, they have the small white onions, or pearl onions, that's why they pickle them. But the green onions and scallions, young onions, those that you chew the.
You make any distinction between scallions and between scallions and green onions, or they're the same?
Well, onion? They're both green onions, but I would say that the scallions are the thinner, slimmer, probably a little more delicate than the others, but they're the same type.
What are these pearl onions?
Well, pearl onions are the white onions, small onions. They vary in size from very. Like the size of a small cherry, very small, and they're, I guess that's why they call them pearls. Some are even smaller than the average cherry, and they're usually pickled, you know.
How about the large yellow beans?
Lima beans.
How about lima beans? These are a little large. Lima beans are rather greenish, aren't they?
Well, they're I'm going to say green when they're born, green when they're grown. But I think when they're dry, they're brown. They're brown or yellowish. Of course, there's another type that belongs to that species. I mean that type of vegetable. They call them butter beans. You know, it's a type of lima bean. They're usually green and thinner skinned. But it's of that.
These are. What do you call it when you take these out of the things in which they grow?
You mean out of the shell? You shell them.
How about these much smaller beans? Well, and they're allowed. You eat them in the shell. They're only probably no bigger around than this pencil. They're green.
Oh, they're thicker.
Pieces about that big.
Well, are you referring to peas?
No, these are beans.
Beans?
What other kind of beans? What other kind of beans that you haven't mentioned?
Well, there's one kind of wax beans. They're yellowish beans.
Okay.
And then there's the string bean. Well, the wax beans are also a type of string bean. Usually we use that name string bean, with the green bean string bean.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you ever eat the tops of beets?
Yes.
What do you call that?
Well, either beet tops or greens, beet tops. I know I had a sister-in-law once. My mother, the folks, she was the artist from out, and my sister-in-law, she made quite a dish out of them.
Did you eat any other kinds of tops besides beet tops?
Well, we very seldom didn't
did
eat.
You call them beet tops when you call
beet
them?
Beet tops, but my mother didn't go. We threw them out because
sure.
They were. But I know some people use it. We call them beet. I have eaten them, but very seldom. I have eaten them a few times in my life.
How about the cover on an ear of corn? What do you call that?
The husk.
And more than one?
Well,
one was a husk, but just two of them.
I think plural, corn husks. I think the S would be apply there.
Okay, how about the top of the. The top of a corn stalk, you know what that's called?
The corn stalk?
Mm-hmm.
Or the tassel?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And the, how about when it's the corn is served on the cob, what do you call that?
Well, corn on the cob, or sweet corn. Corn on the cob is most commonly used. But they always speak of a sweet corn. Of course, sweet corn can be off the cob. That's why I often say corn on the cob.
I see.
But it's also sweet corn.